Another controversial U.S. policy is the use of drone strikes in Pakistan. Today came word that a suspected U.S. drone attack has killed the leader of the Pakistani Taliban. Now, the U.S. government insists most of the drone casualties are militants, but there are civilians, too. This week, a filmmaker brought a Pakistani family to the U.S. to tell the story of a drone attack on their village. The World's Alex Galifian spoke with them in New York.
You can't tell a drone your name.
My name is Zubair Rahmanda.
My name is Nabil.
My name is Rafiqur Rahmanda.
That's Zubair, Nabila, and Rafiq Rahman from the village of Tapi in North Waziristan. Rafiq is a school teacher. His son Zubair is 13. His daughter, Nabila, is 9. This morning, they sat together on a hotel bed in New York, along with their interpreter, Michelle Kilji. When I arrived, they just come back from breakfast.
For breakfast, I had a gulab jamun and I had Pakistani tea, thank God.
New York City, it's all here.
Ogora New York ke har sa milaegi.
Oh, New York mein ta dera mazaa.
Yeah, that's what we really like about New York. We've noticed that you can find everything. There's some weird things too.
Like people in Halloween costumes last night.
I saw one or two during the day. They were walking around. They had weird costumes on, different colored hair and different outfits on. So I'm kind of happy I stayed in my room during the night.
The Rahman family isn't here to see the sights. They're here to tell Americans what happened to them almost exactly a year ago. On October 24th, 2012, a drone attacked their village. Zubair and Nabila were in the garden, along with their grandmother, Rafiq's mother. Here's Nabila with Michelle translating.
She was teaching me how to clean the okra and know which ones are ripe or not. Then in the sky, there was a drone and I heard a noise, dum dum, and I saw two firing balls come down and right where my grandmother was standing. And I couldn't really see anything. I smelt something weird and my hand was hurting and I saw that a lot of blood was coming out. I was trying to wipe the blood away, but the blood just kept coming out.
Zubair's leg was badly injured too. Their grandmother was killed. Her name was Momina Bibi. She was 67 years old. That's the story. Zubair and Nabila have now both recovered from their injuries, but a year on, Rafiq and his children are reliving that story again and again.
Although it's painful, I want people to know that we are nice people, that we are living our going about our normal life, and that this had happened to us.
On Tuesday, the family took their story to Capitol Hill. They spoke at a briefing there, the first opportunity for lawmakers in Washington to hear directly from Pakistani civilian victims of American drone strikes. Only 5 members of Congress showed up. In Washington, drone warfare is seen as a precise and effective tool against terrorists in faraway places. It's been a key factor in the sometimes tense relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan, too. And on Wednesday, there was a surprise. Pakistan's government gave an official estimate of the number of civilians killed by drones since 2008. 67, they said. Other groups have put the number closer to 400, so I wanted to ask the family about that, about their government seemingly downplaying the effects of drone warfare while they're here in the States talking about their own experience.
I'm sure you know that the Pakistan government don't want to talk about this?
No, they're not aware.
They don't want to tell them until
we go. The person in the background is Jennifer Gibson. She's a human rights lawyer. She works for Reprieve, a UK-based human rights organization. She's acting as a legal representative for the Rahman family. While they took a break, we talked about Pakistan's estimate of the number of civilians killed by drones.
You'll be hard-pressed to find anyone who thinks those numbers are legitimate numbers.
And the reason for not telling the family is concern?
Part of the reason we haven't gotten into it with the family yet is simply because they've got so much on their mind here that dealing with something that we're hoping the Pakistani government is going to stand up and correct in the first place just seemed like a conversation best saved for when they're back in Islamabad.
Rafiq, Zubair and Nabila return to Pakistan tomorrow. The children know their mother's waiting for them in North Waziristan.
She was crying when I had left, so I'd be really happy to see her again. And it's just, I know when I return, I'm going to be hearing the drones again, though, and I'll be scared.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.